Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, analog, 31.5.
That's what it is.
L dot.
Okay.
Yeah. I got a few niggas and they feelings with opinions, sensitive over my decisions, and this is what I give them. No shade, I'm a hovercraft, alien outcast, live lifetimes, the fake won't last. It's all love till it's not though. I ain't about no murder, I let them reincarnate in the compost. Only way out is a reality talk show. Yeah, shit is deep like potholes in Barstow. Quick to crucify, but ain't bearing the cross though. Speaking on the money, but ain't sharing the cost though. Seen a nigga sniff a dream up a nostril, but who am I to judge? I'm just the people's apostle. Meanwhile, it's still the LAFA, and that's the third I heard I'm in the King Reggie. And of course, palms touching every time we present, cause we got the type of aura only seen in heaven. I respect the sixth guy, but I'm about to seven. Out in Vegas on the roof, unapologetic. Heard they looking for the truth, and I'm back, nigga. Like Rihanna on the gram, yeah, it's crack, nigga. They said I shouldn't say that word, cause I'm black, nigga. But that's why I say that word, cause I'm black, nigga. I'm from Oakland, yeah, the West to be exact, nigga. Soaking up the whole world to bring it back, nigga. I ain't perfect, I learn as I go along. Probably learn a thing or two before I end the song. That's why I do it for my people that be riding for me. Not just looking at my shit inside, I know me. Let's be progressive, get up off your feelings, relax. Stop critiquing my shit, get up and write a new rap. No more excuses that they hate, make them love where you at. Make them love that I'm a woman, make them love that I'm black. Make them love that I'm gay, make them love it's a fact. It's 31.5, nigga, where your head at?
Get it in, you know what I'm saying? It's been a while.
We miss y'all. We want to catch up. You know what I'm saying? We want to find out what's going out there in the L going on out there in the LGBTQ community, because that's who we serve here at DTSBI, man. So we just want to say thank you for being patient, and we are so, so, so happy to be back on air. We're happy to be back with our damn fans, man, because we missed y'all. So what we going to do, we're going to go around and we're going to introduce ourselves like we always do. I am at Solo Flows.
And I'm at 220 Media.
I'm at I'm
at Cali Bud 3.
I'm at Ange Dreams.
And I'm at Dr. J Money.
And that's us, man. We are in the building, man. That's your DTSBI family right there. You know what I'm saying? We all back in the building together, healthy, happy. We thanking y'all for listening and tuning in, man. Tonight we got a highlighted artist, man. We got Ayo VIP in the building. You know what I'm saying? Y'all going to learn today. This MC is fresh, fly, all that. You know what I'm saying? So we want you guys to listen. We want you guys to tune in. And we're here to support our community. And you got to support your artist, right? So LGBTQ music, LGBTQ artists, any and everything under the rainbow. We need y'all to plug with it. Yeah. So our hot topic tonight, we were talking about saying what you mean and meaning what you say, right? So we were having a conversation, as the DTSBI family always does, right? Because we always got stuff on our noggin. But we were talking about this rapper by the name of Tiny Dude, who was received life in prison for his lyrics and his music. They didn't say that he actually killed anyone. He didn't actually commit any kind of physical crime. But it was the things that he was saying in his song that they said that helped gang members profit, which means that, I guess, he was part of a conspiracy. That's what they're saying. This is a new law, right? This is something that was hidden in a clause, right? And it came out to bite that ass. So we want to talk about that tonight. We're going to go on to Dr. J's Word of the Day, and then we're going to get into this topic.
All right, y'all. We start a new year this year. You know, with the new year comes new responsibilities. So we need to stop being a liability and start being liable for ourselves and the people around us. We need to stop holding each other back and putting people down and own up to the person we want to be or the person we think we should really be. So Dr. J's word of the day tonight is liability. Liability means being responsible. It can also mean that you owe money to someone or owe them something. Or it can just mean it's a quality of someone or something that's holding you back. So we need to be a good liability. Be a responsible liability. Dr. J's word of the day.
That's what I'm talking about. You're a liability in a lot of ways, you know. It can be problematic, right? We want to be an asset versus a liability, right? You know what I'm saying? So you want to be an asset to your situation, right? Not a liability. Liability is a problem. that is the problem. Assets, what you want to do, any situation that you're in, you want to try to enhance the situation, right? You want to make the situation better, not worse, right? So That's what being an asset is. So a liability is kind of like the opposite of that. Okay. So with that said, though, when we say what you mean and mean what you say, right? I mean, for the most part, we all know that. And yes, I know we talk about hip hop a lot, but that's what we play here on this station. We play all kind of music, but we play mostly hip hop. So I feel like privy to, you know, okay to say that I feel like a lot of hip-hop leads people in the wrong direction. It gives the wrong kind of messages. And these people profit from these images that they put out there, but they're fictitious. you know, all the gang activity, all the violence, all the robbing, the killing, you know, you're not, he's doing that in the studio. People have to understand that. You know, if he's snatching a chain, they're on the set saying, cut, you know, snatch that chain again. You know, this is not real. And now that this rapper is being held responsible for his lyrics and the things that he said, talking about murder and all this stuff in his music, and whatever he put on his album cover, they were saying that gang members are profited from this. So, I mean, is it life imitating art? Art imitating life? What is it? Is that fair? That he goes to prison for what is in his lyrics?
You know, Dr. J, basically, he's going to jail for profiting off of a crime, basically. And honestly, in my opinion, it can be right. But if you're going to do that, then I think it should go around the whole table. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't just tax one part of society and then not tax the other part. So if it's other people profiting, like if I go sell a book about being in gangs, this, that, and the other, and I'm making money, am I going to go to jail?
Or are you selling, if you're selling crack, if you, like all these rappers talk about selling crack and doing all this and free band game and all this and all that, everybody should be going to jail. Everybody should be going to jail. It seemed like everybody album, you know what I'm saying, is about some kind of, you know what I'm saying, or what they used to do. And this dude didn't even have no record. I'm pretty sure a lot of rappers now got a record a mile long and still talking about this and that, and they can be profited off of it. So I don't know what the significance of his album is. And you can't even listen to it no more. You can't even, I tried to look it up even. Maybe I'm looking at the wrong thing, but I couldn't even listen to it to try to see what exactly, what was the, maybe was it the words? Because it's like, that's all that people rap about nowadays. So it's like, what was the significance in his? Was it significantly gang-related that we talking about? Like, it is specifically, was he naming names? Was he naming street names and times and shit to where they linked it, you know what I'm saying, to different murders? You know what I'm saying? Because everybody rap about crack and weed and guns and, you know what I mean? So what was the, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to, you know what I'm saying? He's in trial right now, but I just, you know what I'm saying? Well, it should be all across the board, basically. Everybody should be on trial right about now. I mean, everybody should be a suspect at the rap game. You know what
I mean? Him and, like, 13 people.
Yeah.
And it says that if your gang relates, you don't even have to be a part of the gang. If you're gang related and you profit from anything that that gang did that was against the law, then they can take you to jail for it.
That's why you got to be careful what you say as a rapper, mm-hmm. and understand what you're saying. You mentioning stuff like that in your music, so you basically saying, you know, I'm a part of this. And do I think he should have get as harsh of a sentence as he getting? No. But I think that rappers do got to be held accountable for the things that they say. And I know it's a lot of them rappers out there that's sitting on degrees, but they ain't talking about that. You know what I'm saying? Tell us about your school struggle and how it was getting that degree. You know what I'm saying? Instead of them crack sales that you ain't really made.
But at the same time, doesn't it violate your First Amendment rights? Don't you have freedom of speech?
Not anymore, because they made a law against it. They made a loophole, basically. You know what I'm saying? They brought it all back to probable cause. You know what I'm saying? They, you know, basically they try to always find a loophole. I mean, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like Dream said, though, maybe y'all do need to find something else to rap about. Maybe, you know what I'm saying? Because it's getting harder and harder for stuff to get played on the radio nowadays. You know what I'm saying? Even the stuff we listen to now, it's so catchy.
Play on the radio.
Exactly. So it's, you know, maybe it's just a way of cracking down, just like they did when Eminem and them started coming out. They had to slap that advisory sticker on there. You know what I mean? Just to censor stuff. So
they're going to make an example out of somebody.
They got to, but I don't think the example should be life in prison, though. I don't think. I think that's a little bit much. You know what I'm saying? Maybe, you know, a slap on the wrist, maybe probation. Some community service. Like Chris Brown, when he slapped that bitch, he should have got probation.
But if you feel like I profited, why not tax me? Charge me, make me pay.
Just ban it, you know what I mean? But
make me pay, but don't, at the same time, don't give me 25 to life, because who is that profiting? How is that helping anyone locking me up? Because that just means taxpayers are going to have to pay that. When in reality, if I just made so much money from this CD, then why don't just find me, and then that way it'll be different.
And then he not even the person that's really doing all the game work. He's just
exactly.
He's just a messenger singing and rapping about it. You know what I'm saying? So they really just miss everybody who they really should be going looking for. And instead, he don't even have a criminal record. And they said in their words that it was shocking that he doesn't have a criminal record. You know what I'm saying? So there's nothing they can really hold him by but the words on his album. So it's like, I don't think that's going to hold up too long. Hopefully, he going to get that L. That'll really a shame, you know what I'm saying, for him just expressing himself, you know what I'm saying, and have him go to jail for it. That'll be messed up as hell, but, you know what I'm saying, I don't think it should be harsh. But I do think that rappers these days should rap about other things, you know what I'm saying, because it's getting harder and harder to listen to music now because everybody has a singular way of mind, you know what I'm saying, and thinking about one thing, and that's crack and money and hoes, and we need to do something different.
Man, I totally agree with that. And I mean, and at the end of the day, it's very tragic altogether. You know what I'm saying? That it's loss of life, you know, regardless. A person, when people are go to prison for life, you basically lose your life. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like losing a loved one forever because you'll never be with them again. You know what I'm saying? And all because of words. And we have to understand, though, that words have power. You know what I'm saying? Words do. Words carry emotions. Words carry spirits. Words have power. And sometimes we can speak things into life, you know. And when we have a platform like hip-hop music and we have such a vast audience, I think it's such a shame that we use it for bad so much, and to spread negativity versus positivity. Because all you have to do is switch words. It's still words. And if you catchy and you good, people going to love it. You know what I'm saying? When you think about songs like Happy by Pharrell, you know what I'm saying? All those people around the world loved it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but it was a break away from all the anger and animosity and hatred and just frustrating music. Like, I want to hear some good music. That's why I want to hear some AOVIP, man. I think that we're going to listen to some good music right now. AOVIP, Do You Worst. Let's go. Disaster. Hey, mama.
I have yet to own a pair of Jordans. Truth be told, I probably can't afford them. Spend all my money on recording. Probably never catch me sleeping, never catch me snoring. Unless I'm daydreaming that I'm just being in the Caribbean with the whole crew. Time is now, make your move, tell me what you're gonna do. Death before regrets, business before sex. Some certified checks, taking flight, private jets. Pull up, Porsche ride, the court side. Big dog chain on like I'm on the porch ride. I do a show, don't wanna jibber jabber with the small talk. Give my manager the details, figures, ballpark, sold out arenas. Used to be nice, but I'm getting meaner. I'm spitting hotter than a jalapeno. I'm about to do it bigger than you ever seen it. Hip hop riot, about to change my first name to Goliath for your highness. And real niggas only, you are not invited. They don't want me to see success, but I will in spite of. And I remember Southern High getting hella write ups. And in East Carolina, spending hella night ups. I made it this far, can't nobody stop me. Original flow style, can't nobody copy. Skating on these niggas, Wayne Gretzky playing hockey. About to be eating like a vegetarian of broccoli. You think I'm cocky? Glad you get the picture crop me. Think I'm cocky? Glad you get the picture crop me. Think I'm cocky? Glad you get the picture crop me. Hey, yeah. So you think I'm cocky? Glad you get the picture, crop me. Put a filter, post the Insta, hashtag bad bitch, colder than winter. Got me blushing, now I'm all defensive. Closing out, but my presence expensive. We living here in our present of tenses. Savor the moment, occasion momentous. Young and relentless, look in the mirror, give me a French kiss. Now I'm playing, but I'm about to do me is basically what I'm saying. Promise my whole life that they slept on me. Bought my money, no disrespect, homie. As long as they spell my name correct on the check, well, I collect, homie. Shout out to my OG Drewski. He get out, we getting paper like back to school loosely. Single like a dollar, holla, a rap store Lucy. Got your baby mama calling me daddy, and every night she give me that pussy. The shit is so juicy. Hey, y'all, I say the shit is so juicy. Acting reckless, she in love, gleaming like a diamond ring on necklace. Wake up in the morning and she half it in me breakfast. Anything I'm wanting, she just Nike off the checklist. Damn, your girl the freshest. Think I need a specialist. Yes, I heard the rumors, let me go ahead and address this. Niggas taking shots, I was born in a vest, bitch. Niggas taking shots, I was born in a vest, bitch. Hey.
Hey. That's that AYO VIP, man. AYO underscore VIP. And if y'all don't know, I know y'all know now. Think she cocky? What's up, fam?
Up?
Yo,
what's good? Solo, damn fam, what's good?
Man, chillin'.
Man, I'm glad y'all vibing to my new stuff.
Man, it's all, we love it. That Do You Worse? Now,
yes.
You shot that to me a while back, and I was listening to it. It's fire, and I just felt like, why is it not longer? I wanted more of it.
I got to give y'all snippets, man. Snippets a little bit at a time, but I'll tell you what, though. There's a video coming for that real soon, real soon.
Oh, nice. Okay, okay. We'll definitely put it on our Ustream show.
For sure, man. Definitely got to check out that video. I'm working with a new videographer out here. His name is Creative Genius 9 on Instagram, so y'all definitely got to check him out because I promise y'all we're going to have a treat for y'all coming up soon with that video.
Okay, okay. And that sounds dope, though. I want to check it out because I'm like, you're so creative, you know what I'm saying? And I'm digging the cut. The haircut is fresh. Let me just say that right now.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I had to I was just getting kind of, well, actually, I explained it in one of my other raps coming out why I went ahead and cut the hair, so I won't even explain to y'all tonight. I'll let y'all wait for that track to drop called Relevant, but, yeah, definitely, I appreciate that, man. I had to change it up.
Yeah, that's what's up. You still fresh. So what's going on with you? What you want the bae to know? What's up with AYO VIP on this music thing?
Man, I want y'all to know something crazy, man. Number one, I'm very proud and I'm very blessed with the opportunity to be performing at Street Heat Miami in May 2015. You know about Street Heat, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow, that's big.
Yes.
Yay.
I'm very blessed. So I hope y'all will be out there too. Link up with me, you know what I'm saying?
And if we can, we will. Believe me.
Miami. Because
we're trying to make some
May,
this
May
year,
14th
you know
to the 18th. May 14th to the 18th. I'm going to be out at Street Heat Miami performing in their talent showcase. So you already know how I do it big. Going to Miami,
yeah.
I got my whole squad. We going down there 30 deep. You feel me? We got the condo.
Nice.
We got the, yes, so you gotta come out, you feel me, to Miami in May.
Oh, my God. That is amazing. That's big. Like, congratulations. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
you deserve it,
definitely. You know
Thank
what I'm saying?
You. Thank
you. You put in work in this music thing. You know what I'm saying? I can tell when you sit down, you know what I'm saying? You cooking your noodle, you feel me? Because your wordplay is too hot. You know?
Appreciate it, yo. Solo, man. You hot too, man. I've been rocking with you on SoundCloud. I got you don't even know Bay on my repeat playlist, so I'll be rocking with you too in the car and shit. He said, came from the Bay, chilling the Bay, smoking the Bay, choking the Bay. I was talking about it.
You know what? I love it. I appreciate that because we sure do be listening to that Think I'm Cocky going up and down the street. And I just sit there and I anticipate my part. Oh, my God. Every night she give me that pussy. The shit is so juicy.
Juicy, yes. You already know. That's your baby mama.
I just wait
daddy.
For it.
Man, sweet. That's what I'm about to say, man. Sweet Heat, that's when I got that email about Sweet Heat, that's why, I don't know if you remember, but I told y'all the tape will be out in December 2014. Look for it. But when I got that email about Sweet Heat, I put everything on pause because I started working with some crazy producers. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I got to get myself ready for Miami. I got to bring the show, so.
Man, we are so proud, man. I mean, if we don't make it out, we're definitely going to shout it out. We're going to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have you on again right before you go. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I'm going to go fishing for listeners in Miami so we can make your audience thicker out there. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate that. Appreciate that love, man. Y'all show me mad love. I appreciate y'all, man.
Yeah, for sure. We appreciate you, too. So let the audience know where they can connect with you, what they can look forward to. Let the Bay know how to get in touch with that AYO VIP vibe that we already know about.
Man, California, if you're listening, this is VIP all the way from North Carolina, born in Toronto. You already know how I hold it down. You feel me? Coast to coast. I'm about to be in Cali soon. Look out, AYO for VIP, Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, Pinterest, YouTube, everything. AYO _VIP. I got my two videos online, honey. Welcome to the show. The third video coming out soon for Do You Worse, so stay tuned to that. SoundCloud is the number one. Y'all want to check me out with the music, AYO _VIP. And my new tape coming out. I'm not even going to give a date because God's blessing me so much with all this great stuff going on in life. So I'm not going to put a date on God's greatness. You feel me? I'm just going to let it all, the wave, I'm going to just let the wave flow. But,
yes,
and I'm changing up my style, too. I meant to let y'all know, man, like, you know, I was listening in when y'all was talking about, you know, it was kind of funny because it kind of sounds corny to say somebody need to rap about how you got your college degree. You feel me? But that's what I'm finna show y'all, you feel me? Because I got my college degree. Like, I'm not out here talking about stuff that's going to incarcerate me. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to put that motivation for y'all. And I really hope y'all vibe with that new track. You don't even know because that's the start of some new stuff for me, a whole new sound for me coming out with some motivational stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's nothing but greatness coming.
And that, and you know what? We definitely got that lined up that you don't even know. And I listened to it, and it's a slapper. You know what I'm saying? And I, you know what? We appreciate you saying that because we're definitely a community liaison. And for Dreams, too, that's one of the – she's big on that. You know what I'm saying? Of that intellectual liability. You know what I'm saying? I mean, accountability.
I mean, we can't be acting like some dummies. You feel me? Like, I mean, I'm going to say it like this, and then I'm going to let y'all go about y'all show because I can interrupt. But, you know, part of the reason why I cut my hair – I said I wouldn't say, but I say part of the reason why I cut my hair, I spent that whole night watching the riots for the Mike Brown case, you know what I'm saying? And I was just inspired because I'm like, look at these people standing up for what they believe in, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, we can't do what we want to do. We can't get any justice, but each person could make a difference. You feel me? Even if you got to go out to the street and do a peaceful protest and then the police blow you back with, you know what I'm saying, fire bombs and shit, you still got to do your part, you feel me? So I got up the next day and cut my hair, and again, I'll tell y'all more about that in another song, but... Yeah, man, like, this is me doing my part, you feel me? Like, I can't sit by, I got to say something about what's going on, so this is how I'm doing it.
And can't wait to hear more of that shit on your new track.
And that's what's up, and we with you. We in solidarity around here, you know what I'm saying? Everybody on this panel, you know what I'm saying? We all value education. We all value intellect, morality, respect, you know what I'm saying? We have fun,
right.
But there's a time and place for everything, you know what I'm saying? And
right.
Especially for
right.
our people, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
we got to stand up, you know what I'm saying, and instead of always standing down at each other, you know
right.
what I mean?
Right,
so
and with
going
a tool
to
as
this.
Powerful as music, oh, my God, with a tool as powerful as music, you know what I'm saying? We really got to take the reins into our control and make something, you know, positive with it.
Definitely.
Protest through art. We got to use the music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The
yeah.
music leads the revolution. The music leads the people.
There you go. You guys already know. Damn fam is up on it.
Yeah, for sure. We revolutionary minded around here. Well, thank you so much for calling in. Man,
yes,
we appreciate you. You know, the world, they got to get ready. You know what I'm saying? Because the wave is coming. All right, the wave
coming.
Is strong. The wave is powerful, it's beautiful, and we appreciate you, and we support you here 110%. And go ahead and let that Bay Area know. Introduce that you don't even know.
You don't even know. This is VIP from North Carolina. Y'all don't even know what's coming. That's the whole point. I'm going to check y'all later, damn fam.
All right, peace.
Peace.
Y'all could do to me to make me quit now. Let y'all lay me 6 down. Hold on, let me switch sides. I used to take offense, my skin. Do you feel me though? Sometimes I can't see one foot at a time, one step at a time. This road gets lonely, but V.I. tell me, don't you know? What am I gonna say if I let doubt kill my motivation? Let it shine, don't this light feel amazing? Ow, ow, ow. What am I gonna say? Who am I gonna blame? If I do not take this chance, what's the rest of good I've been? Oh, oh, oh. Why am I afraid? Who am I gonna blame? If I never take this chance, just forget what good I've been. Oh, oh, oh. You don't even know.
Thickies out there. You know who you are. Yeah. I just want to let you know I appreciate that cake by the pound. But you got stuff in your jeans. I see caramel, chocolate complexion, God complexion. I got love for you. Touch it cause it's round, love her cause she's down. Wake up to her face, grab a cakey by the pound. A Minaj for my eyes, my heart and in my mind. She's the queen of my desires, fantasies monopolized. I go between the mountains, find a fountain and I'm home. Feeling like it's Christmas, only I'm not home alone. I'm lying here with her and I'm welling with feelings. And I'm looking at her curves and I swear that I'm feeling. Was the homie long before I ever noticed a bond. But like no other girl, you know me and I noticed the bond. Had my back from day one, coming second to none. Cause when that road got rocky, you didn't jump up and run. You stay right by my side, where you sit when we ride. And I'm expressing with pride what I'm feeling inside. For you, my, I do my, to whatever you need. It's true, my, you do my, got a homie in me. To the thousandth degree, I stay down for you. And you can trust that I'ma always be around for you. Going pound for pound for you, mommy, while we get this cake. And I'ma get this crown for you, cause I'm solo the great. Believe that. Life so free as I blow out stress and I don't mean my treat. I only blow babe best, believe that. Yeah, it's solo flow, the scholarly street rat, bay boy, let's go. This has been a 220 media production. Believe that. Shout out all the pound cakes out there. I see you, mommy.
Now we on this hot topic right now. Say what you mean what you say. The power of words is what we're talking about tonight, man. How much do words matter? Should some bars on a CD get you locked behind bars at the CDC? Damn, that was, oh, woo! Here here all day, folks. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and we're going to take some callers. Let's see who we got on the line. We have the last four digits of 5425. Hello. You're on.
What's good, y'all?
Yay. Hey. How you doing?
I'm good. It's Terry, right in Oakland, California.
Hey! Okay. That's what's up. What's up, Terry? Okay. They love. What's cracking?
Nothing. I don't know. I feel like, to a certain extent, artists are responsible for what they put out. So I feel like if you put out some shit like, I just blew somebody's head off, and you go to jail for it because they have, you know, proof, you responsible for your own, you know, music. As far as it's like hip hop period, I feel hip hop has lost its meaning. Like, everything is like less tire shoes and do the devil dutch and shit like that. Like, well, tell me something I need to hear. Tell me something that will get me through something in the middle of the night when I'm by myself. You feel me? That's just me. Like that.
Hell yeah. Go ahead. We listening.
That's just me. That's how I feel. Like, I mean, artists are responsible for their own music. And you can't get mad if you portraying something. If you ain't doing it, you shouldn't portray it. But if you're doing it and you get caught for doing it, hey, you just told the world that you blew somebody's head off. So, I mean, damn. There's the evidence right there.
Well, you are absolutely right, and that's our point tonight. Is like, if you're not doing it, you probably shouldn't be saying it. I mean, and you expressing that to the youth and people in the world, and people going out there mocking that, thinking that you're really doing it. You know what I'm saying? When you've never done it, you've probably never spent any time in jail or anything like that. You know, but you have people out here doing it in real life, and other people are becoming victims of your lyrics. You know?
Right.
So you had a great point. Thank you so much for calling in, man, and thank you for repping
Oakland.
That's what
you
up,
feel me, tell me.
Okay.
Hey.
We appreciate you, sis. So words are extremely powerful. You know what I'm saying? I think we should take some more callers, man. That was inspirational. I want to hear some more. I want to hear what's on people's minds. Let's talk about it. We have the last four digits of 8518.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi. Thanks for calling.
Yes.
So you want to weigh in on our topic tonight?
I got one thing to say. I just want to let you know that I'm your biggest fan, and I will always support you through everything you do.
Okay. Thank you so much.
That's what's up.
And
are
I
you talking about one person or the whole
music
tonight? Damn, that's cold.
That was very nice.
Well, you're welcome.
So you said that was just wonderful. I'm just really taking that was really, really nice. And we appreciate the support, definitely.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Okay. Well, have a good night, okay? Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye. Wow, that was, those words were powerful. Those were powerful, powerful words.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Thank you. We definitely, definitely appreciate that. So, like, now we're talking about, basically we're talking about lyrics. We're basically talking about an image that is put forth and how, As artists, you know, people, these artists are rapping about things and putting messages out there that that aren't good. I'm gonna go ahead and say it, right? Killing and robbing and raping and violence and all this is terrible. You know what I'm saying? And it's, but unfortunately, it is plaguing our communities, and people are like really making life imitate art. You know what I'm saying? And people need to understand that a lot of this stuff and these lyrics that people are saying is not true. And we were using the rapper from California, Tiny Dude, as an example. Him and about 12 or 13 others, or 15 others, who are being indicted or taken to jail, going to court, and facing life in prison over lyrics that they rapped about and images that were on their album cover. Now, him not having a criminal record, they've never physically seen him do anything, caught him doing anything. He hasn't admitted to it, but in his lyrics, he said he did it. In his lyrics, he's talking about violence. You know, now he's this meek man that's in court, and he just, you know, like a deer in headlights because, you know, oh, I've never done anything wrong. But are we now guilty by association? Because this law that basically entrapped this man was something that's a quote-unquote new law. And you know, anytime they want to dig into a clause and come up with a law, they can and they will. So this, in this case, this is what they've done. Now, we know plenty of rappers to talk about murder, death, killing, videos. I mean, if you can send this man to jail for these lyrics, it seems like you should be able to send Hollywood directors to jail for shooting up people in movies and blowing things up. And you know what I'm saying? Like, but we have to be realistic. That's not the world that we live in. We are not the corporate color. It's not going to happen that way, right? It's going to be that we're caught off guard. We're misrepresented, you know, in the media already. We really don't stand a chance. So it's like, even though it should be different, it's not. You know, with us, we're going to pay for it, basically. There's no way out of it, you know what I'm saying, really, for us. When we, it's like, oh, you said it, that was the nail in your coffin.
Right.
Everybody knows about Bobby Shmurda and how they came and just drug them off, you know what I mean? You've been investigating them for 2 years, that's what they said, 2 or 3 years, but you wait until he gets famous in the public eye so you can break him then.
I've been selling crap since like the fifth grade.
Right, you know?
Let's get them right now. Book them. But it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, for Bobby Shmurda, it's like, you know what you do. You know what I'm saying? You put yourself in the limelight. You have to have known they was after you.
Since
it's nothing new.
Yeah.
It's been all them years. So, as soon as you jumped in front of the camera, they like, we got you. You know what I'm saying? So keep cooning and flashing across the screen and letting them know exactly where you at. And they came and got you.
He's actually out.
Yeah.
It's I mean, it's the fact that he went. You know, once they start, you know how it is, right? It's just like a person, they're not going to halfway hang you. They're going to kick the chair from under you. They're going to leave one leg on it.
I said that, though. He say so much in that song. He say so much in that song, you can tell he about to go to jail. You know what I'm saying? 'Cause I'm just saying, like, I said it when I first heard the song, just like his first, you know what I'm saying? Just like that crack shit since the fifth grade. My homie caught a body about a week ago. You know what I'm saying? And we all in the, like, I can just, you know, just the means of the video, you know what I'm saying? Who was in the video, what they was doing. It was just a matter of time. Like, it was just a matter of time. Every part of that song is just really just labeling everything they about. So all they needed to do was put the pieces together. Okay, well, you got a body about a week ago. Well, where was you at about a week ago? Because I remember. You know what I'm saying? It's just like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? In New York, and I'm pretty sure, you know what I'm saying, it's been, you know, they have cases, you know, that's similar that they can match up. You know what I'm saying? But it's like they just laying out the information hella smooth. Like, but they want to keep it real. They want to let you know where they from, where they about. I just don't think
rapping about something that can get you locked up just to keep it real, I just don't think that's the way to go nowadays. Because as you can see, they are taking that shit for real. So I really think it is going to put everybody to the test, and everybody going to start. I think that gangster shit is going to die down in a minute now, because, excuse me, I believe that everybody is going to get a little spooked about this rapping shit. Niggas don't want to be too real because they want to be out of jail to keep making this money.
But the thing is, they're not being real in the first place.
Exactly.
You know, I rap. I mean, I know. I walk in the booth and I say this stuff. I mean, but I'm not one of those people that rap about stuff I don't have either. Because, you know, I'm not finna tell you that I got a Bentley and you come knock me over my head and I ain't got nothing but a Mitsubishi. You got me fucked up. I'm not doing it. So I'm not finna get on there and lie.
Is the youngsters, though, they really believe in that all of this stuff is true. They really believe in they doing all this. Oh, I don't got to go to school. I could just become a rapper. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I can hustle, rap my way to the top. That's not even how they got to the top. They went to school. They got a degree. They majored in, like, audio, sounds and shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And did it like that. So keep it real and let them know how you really got it.
And all the time, 50 Cent is somebody rich cousin twice removed and all this old crazy stuff. You know what I'm saying? You thinking this person a gangster rapper, that's Michael Jackson niece. You know, it's like, quit playing, man. We got to start keeping it real out here because we is in all this trouble that we causing, all this damage we doing. I mean, why don't we try to do some damage control? Why don't we try to rebuild versus breaking down? You know what I'm saying? Because it really doesn't make you bad to get in the studio and say all this stuff that you're doing. And you know what I'm saying? Like, we all know, I mean, if you trill, you know real gangsters move in silence. You know what I'm saying? That's what they say. You're not going to go around and just be police bait like these people do it right around here. I mean, it just, if you really just put it all together, it don't make no sense. And it's terrible that it's happening, and it's unfortunate that it's having real-life consequences. If people are really going to jail, and, you know, that's really sad, especially if you're not doing it. So we wish you the best of luck with that. And Dr. J, this is quote of the day.
Dr. J's quotes for the night. Nothing is impossible. The word itself says I'm possible. Audrey Hepburn. Thousands of candles can be lit by one single candle, and the life of that candle will not be shortened. In other words, happiness never decreases by being shared. Without deviation from the norm, progress is not possible. Frank Zappa. And from Ange Dreams, Dreamland, sticking stones break your bones, but words break your heart. That's by Talib Kweli. And just something funny to go out on. Relationships are hard. It's like a full-time job, and we should treat it like one. So if your boyfriend or girlfriend wants to leave you, they should give you 2 weeks' notice. There should be a severance pay. And before they leave you, they should have to find you a temp. Bob Edinger, Dr. J's quotes of the day.
Kelly Budge, y'all.
I don't know about that last one, man. I don't know about finding this. I wouldn't want my ex to find me no new nothing. I don't know. They might try to find you somebody that's trying to kill you. Sound like a setup.
But see, if y'all leave like that, that's a mutual agreement. You know what I'm saying? You giving 2 weeks notice, that means if you just quitting your job, that's something different. But if you give a 2 weeks notice, that means y'all having a mutual separation.
Oh yeah,
but I'm talking about.
I'm not giving her no more time.
You know what I mean?
To destroy my property. You gonna give her 2 weeks notice?
2 weeks.
Do you know what a black woman can do to your car in 2 weeks?
Your car, your whole life.
Your life, everything. Especially if she know your social.
Separation. I just said you had the crazy motherfucker that you know.
There's never been a breakup that's been a mutual separation in life.
If you coming to me and telling me you're going to leave me in 2 weeks, do you know what the fuck I'm going to do to you in 2 weeks?
Man.
Like,
I'm going to say it's friends with her exes. We've had mutual separation. I ain't got nobody looking for me trying to fuck my shit up. Well,
I will fuck you up a few weeks ago.
Well, Dr. J has a lot of unique relationships going on. I don't, you know what I'm saying? She got a unique lifestyle. Y'all need to make sure y'all go check her out, man. Her lifestyle is crazy. She got, you know what I'm saying? And she friends with all her exes and all the shit. So, you know what I'm saying? It's a good life for Dr. J. You know what I'm saying? Me, on the other hand, I want people to know I'm off the map. I'm dead, my ex.
That's right.
But nah, man, we had a good time tonight, man, bringing in a new year, man. We thank y'all for listening. We had a lot of callers tonight. We appreciate the love. We appreciate our highlighted artists, AO VIP. Great conversation, man. Good music as we like to start off the year, man. Give a round of applause, everybody. Only time we ever clap on Damn This Envy is to say, you feel me? Nah, man, well, thank you, man. Make sure y'all go out and support her, man. She said it, I'm going to say it again. Everything on social network is AO_VIP, man. Go check her out. SoundCloud, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, AO_VIP, man. Make sure y'all go check her out because we going to support her. Make sure y'all do the same, man. Make sure y'all keep supporting us, man. Like I said, this year is going to be great for us, man. So make sure y'all follow us. Be a part of our damn family, man. We got a lot of great things ahead for y'all. Just make sure y'all stay tuned, man. Keep hitting us up, 347-324-3853. Or you can hit us up online, blogtalkradio.com/DamnThisTSBI. This weed is so cloudy up in this motherfucker right now. They got me stuttering this motherfucker. We got all types of blunts, joints, everything going on to bring in the new year. I'm smoking on something so, so dark, I ain't even got no name for it. I want y'all to hit my Twitter up, @CaliBud3, to give me some names of some weeds and some strands that y'all want me to try. Because I didn't try them all, but I don't think I have, so let me know. Hit us up on our personal Twitters as well. For any support, any topics, questions, yada, 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 hit us up on our personal Twitter.
Y'all can hit me up on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, on Glide,
hey,
on Skype.
On, y'all.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all can hit me up on all of that. And you know what I'm saying? All you got to do is type in this one thing, @AnnsDreams. And I got you. I will hit you back. You know what I'm saying?
My nigga, everybody, Ann's Dreams is connected to the social lifestyle. Make sure y'all go hit up Ann's Dreams, man. She is connected. She will hit your ass back. I guarantee it on that Twitter, that Facebook, Instagram. She gonna holler back at you. She ready. Dr. J, hit him, tell him where you at. Man, you Dr. J Money. I'm at Solo Flows.
And I'm at 220 Media. I'm at I Mean. You can find me at I Mean. I feel like I should say some more since Ann's just went in like that. You feel me? So go find me.
Yeah, man.
Instagram, I Mean Real.
Yeah, man. Man, stick with us, man. Every week, Monday night, 7 p.m., man. Every first Monday of the month, man, we got a Ustream. You can see all of our beautiful faces, man. We're going to have more music, more topics. We got music videos, more fun, man. Stick around, man. Every first Monday of the month, we got the Ustream. And every Monday night, 7 p.m., here at...
Damn, this should be interesting.
We live, man, 7 p.m., man. Make sure y'all join the fun. Hit us up. We see y'all next week. Yeah, bitch, you.
Thank y'all for calling.